Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious brothers and sisters, to our unique program. We have been talking about the challenge of reaching the unreached people groups. The unreached people groups are the groups that don't have viable churches among them. And there are great news, which is Christianity is spreading all over the world as never before in history. But there are also a tragic reality, which is a huge number of people are still unreached with the gospel. Most of these people are Hindu, Buddhist, and Muslims are the largest unreached people group in the world. If you missed our previous programs, please, please go to our website, because they will give you the programs I shared before. They will give you the foundation of helping you and your church reach the people groups that don't have churches among them, including the Muslim people groups in America. Go to my website, GladNewsMinistry.com. GladNewsMinistry.com. Okay, so remember, we are discussing this topic, reaching the unreached people groups. So I am just raising some issues to help us examine, discuss, explore how that can happen. Well, another opportunity is the mosques. Do you know that mosques open their doors for people to observe? And the Hindu temples, they have good attitude toward welcoming people from different culture, different ethnicities, and different religion. And actually, I can share with you one of the testimonies. Recently, I spoke at one of the Calvary Chapel churches in Indianapolis, Horizon Christian Fellowship in Indianapolis. And I taught at their International Bible College. And me and a group of Christians from the church, and actually also their senior pastor, Pastor Jordan McAfee, a wonderful senior pastor, we went, all of us, to one of the biggest mosques actually in America, you know, definitely the largest in Indianapolis. And we had a meeting for better understanding and better relationship. God answered our prayers, and we were filled with the Holy Spirit, and we helped them to understand God's love and salvation through Jesus Christ alone. And actually, we gave each one of them my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And we stayed at the mosque till everybody left to make sure that as many people as possible received our book, and we shared our testimonies, and it was awesome experience. Anyway, enough about me, but you can reach Muslims inside their mosques. You can reach Muslims through ethnic restaurants. And I do that all the time. So again, the presence of Muslims in America is one of the greatest challenges and opportunities that God is giving you and me and our fellowships today. That's why when I see a pastor, I tell him I would love to come and share at your church to motivate your church to love her neighbors, love her enemies, and to equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, actually most of the pastors think this is not relevant to their churches, but you need maybe to help your pastor realize that God wants us to unite in reaching the unreached people groups, especially Muslims in America, for example. Why? Because God wants missionaries like me, pastors, and actually also business people to finish the unfinished task. We must learn from God to be united. Jesus' prayer, John 17, we can get together and pray and learn, do training on effective cross-cultural evangelism and sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. By faith, we can take actions by faith, labor by faith, invest by faith, and the Holy Spirit will use our lives to change the lives of so many people among unreached people groups in America and overseas. Jesus said, I will build my church. Start thinking and praying, how can God use you to help people that never heard the gospel, never heard answers to their questions? Help Muslims. Now, challenges and problems exist. Obstacles exist. Yes. And who cares? We don't need to solve all of them. Remember, Moses would never have led the children of Israel out of Egypt if he had to solve the problem of the Red Sea first. We must step out in faith to reach these unreached people groups, and God will use us. God will use us. Why? Because we want to do something according to his eternal plans. Okay? God will use you and me every time we want to do something according to his will. So many people in the world don't know Christ. Not because they don't want to know Jesus, but because they never heard about him. But we must live strategically, depending on the Holy Spirit, also using our mind and our resources to invest our lives according to God's guidance. Our time is coming to close. Here's the bottom line. The unreached people groups are without Christ. No one told them about the greatest love story ever told, God's love for them, and the greatest person ever loved. The good news is God is with us. And when we make efforts, we discover that the gospel is not bound by political power. The gospel cannot be stopped by war or cultural differences, or no obstacle can stop us from sharing the gospel, the good news that transforms a huge number of people. Satan can't stop the gospel. No obstacle is unconquerable or insurmountable. The exciting news is we are living now in the generation that will finish the task of sharing Jesus with all people groups. And we are making progress. Please join me in finishing this unfinished task and encourage your ministry staff and your pastor to join us. To be continued, next program.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. We are out of time for today. We'll continue this topic next time. But I want to mention, I would love to speak at your church to further motivate your fellowship to love all people, including Muslims, and share Jesus effectively with them. You can call me 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanaho. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.